It's time for one more thing. We wrap up everything you need to know to get your day started. It's now available as a podcast. So if you missed it the other day, click the podcast link at WRAT.com and be entertained and quite possibly informed. Last week we were talking about who was the little person who was stepping up for how the dwarves looked in Snow White and the Seven Dwarves.
Peter Dinklage?
Yeah, last we were talking about how Peter Dinklage was stepping up saying, listen, man, we're kind of sick of how we're portrayed in films, right?
In Snow White, right. Specifically, they were like a bunch of little inbred morons.
I did not know this little tidbit that I found over the weekend, but did you know that the dog who played Toto in The Wizard of Oz was paid $125 a week for the role?
Oh, wow. Nice.
And that $125 that they paid Toto in The Wizard of Oz was more than any of the human actors who played the Munchkins got paid.
Oh, the dog got more money than the little people.
Who played the Munchkins.
That's not a good look.
The Flower Something Guild.
Maybe the Lollipop Guild. Maybe if Peter Dinklage was right.
Yeah, that's kind of what I'm thinking,
maybe we weren't so nice.
Damn.
Little people.
That's one more thing. Now you're ready for the day. Get out there and rock it with the rat.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.